Okay,
yeah. I think it's inverted. I think he wasn't, I don't believe it was too successful. We got a cat.
There's a town in Scotland named Inverted.
Oh yeah, that's what it's named for. That's what it's named for.
Yeah.
I bet you've seen Inverness, Mississippi in the paper before, because about 4, 5, 6 years ago, they had a tornado go right through the middle of that town and wipe the whole town out. And it was in all the tornado started in southwest Mississippi and angled through the whole state.
That's not down here in the flatlands though, is it?
Oh yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
I thought that was up in the hill.
No. It's just about 7, 8, 10 miles south of Indianola, 25 miles east of Greenville in the south.
Yes. The church over there, was that named for you, your family?
Oh, over here?
Yeah. Okay, y'all are all, what denomination?
Baptist. Brody pulling your leg. He's a Presbyterian, and he's always giving us fits about the Baptist, and we kid back and forth all the time. So that's the reason he said what he did.
Yes.
When he called down here and said, you were a good Baptist, you know. Then he told me later, I don't know who the Baptist called on.
Yeah, I'm Methodist.
Yeah, Emory is a Methodist too.
Yeah.
We gave the land of that church for them to build on, and they named, I don't know whether they named it after my grandfather or just after the family. I really don't know.
Okay. He told me also that, you made a mistake, he told me yesterday that you were from Clemson. But I got to talking about it, where I called him this morning, I told him.
From Clemson?
Yeah. What a good interview. He was mixing me up with your brother.
Citadel.
Yeah.
That's what, my brother went to Citadel.
Citadel, that's where I saw him. And I told him a good interview I had with you, and he said that, he told me that you had a couple of uncles that wouldn't speak to you for a couple of years after you.
Oh,
I'm sure he was exaggerating.
Yeah, he was. Really, it was not necessarily uncles. It was people in town that my father had gone to school with, and had my father played a little ball over at Ole Miss. He was a scrub back when they used to go out each week if they were going to play. Whoever they were going to play, they played a lot of teams like Sewanee and Mississippi College and Millsaps and, you know, things like that. They played some small. And if you were going, you'd go out that week. If you're going to play Alabama, you'd go out for the Alabama game. And you'd go out by the week. But he was a scrub. I don't know if he ever did much playing. And I had another uncle went up there and played also. And then some of his friends on those teams got kind of bent all out of shape when I decided to go to state.
Yeah.
So that's what he was alluding to. He really didn't make, he wasn't really, wasn't he? Yeah. But I went 1 year to the Naval Academy.
You did?
Yeah.
Annapolis?
Yeah. 1 year.
That's a beautiful place.
It is a beautiful place.
You got an appointment from?
From here, yeah.
That's quite an honor.
Well.
Why didn't you didn't want to stay there? Or?
Well, that's another story. I enlisted in the Navy.
Yes.
Right out of high school in 44. It wasn't that I was that patriotic, but I, at my height, I didn't particularly want to get in the infantry. And you can understand that.
Yeah.
Big in foxholes and everything. So I always figured that the Navy was cleaner, and at least you had a place to stay. And so I would have preferred to get in the Navy. Well, the only way you, at that time, you could wait until you were drafted, and then you could choose the branch of service that you had. So I went immediately to Mississippi State out of high school, thinking that possibly I might get in a semester, or possibly I might be able to play ball that fall. And